Okay, in the name of Jesus, we study the topic, crucifying old habits. Okay. So, this class is going to guide us to learn what do we need to change. Let's turn to this verse first, Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, 24 to 26. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. 26. Let us not become conceit, provoking one another, envying one another. So, this is the verse we use to develop this class. Because we are Christ. And we're supposed to crucify our flesh with its passions and the desires. So, to this world, we are dead. To our flesh, we are supposed to die already. And now, we live again because we resurrected from death. So, we have a new life. But in reality, we don't feel that because in our life we also have some habits. So what is a habit? You know, everyone have your own style, right? So it's a common to us, every one of us. So in the note, I already mentioned about we may have a good habit or bad habit. You consider yourself. What kind of habit do you have? Do you brush your teeth in the morning? Or someone don't, right? Or do you say a prayer before meal? It just become a routine for everyone. So, bad habit. Just like biting your fingernails. Someone keep biting their fingers, just like kids. Or you may read it on the toilet, right? Someone is a bad habit. You're tapping your feet when you sit. You're tapping your feet, right? or when you sit, then you just slide your body, just like some brother just always lies this way, right? So this is a bad habit. When you sit, it just naturally you just become that position. Okay. So. This habit controls us because they become part of our nature, especially those bad habits. So we do need to learn how to control it. And in Jesus Christ, we have to conquer it. So a habit begins when we perform the action repeatedly, in response to a cue. So this is some of the study I get it from internet to know how come people they develop this habit. Actually, this action then become encoded in our brain as an automatic response to that cue. So just like wake up, then your first action is someone maybe go to brush teeth or go to toilet, right? So it become naturally. You just don't have to think about it. You just go. Okay, so. We have our own habits, our routine. But the problem is, some habits become so strong, and even we could be controlled by the habit. So we have to understand what's different between habit and addiction, right? So in the handout, I said habit is an act performed by a person that is built by repetition to the point where the person is not aware they are doing it. So happy can be both positive as well as negative. But they are not destructive in nature. So happy is not will not lead you to death directly. But this bad habit may eventually lead you to a wrong direction and develop another even worse habit, and then we could be addicted to something else. Okay? And then how about addiction? It's an extreme form of habit, but a person have no control over that. So addiction means you cannot control it, right? So just like a habit, if you tap your feet, you can control it. I don't. You always remind yourself, I have to control it. You can do it. But addiction, you don't. So this becomes addiction means something become your need in the body. You do need it. Otherwise, you cannot. You just cannot sustain. You cannot cannot control it. So. Here is most addicted people know that they are addicted to a certain substance, but they cannot run away from that act or substance even if they want to. Okay, so some of us, maybe we are suffering from this addiction, right? And this area we have to really rely on the Holy Spirit to overcome it. Because nowadays, more and more our younger generation, they are also suffering from addiction in certain areas, right? Video games, or you know, someone may even to have a bad habit, like smoking, drinking, become alcoholic, even though they come to church, but they are addicted to the alcohol. Okay, so. Scientifically speaking, habit is part of addiction, but just in lighter level. So because it is our brain, there's a mechanism how this addiction or habit form in our brain. So you can read by yourself. But the key is usually this habit makes us have a sense of pleasure. You do it, and then you feel good, right? If you don't do it, then it just something's not right. It's just you have no spirit to live, to do things. So the key is sometimes we try to fulfill our desire or our pleasure, make ourselves feel good. This is a problem, right? All right, so we have to recognize bad habits. There's in number one, I said, a bad habit is usually connected to wrong beliefs and attitudes. If we really know truth, if we know our Lord Jesus, his heart, then we can develop a good habit instead of a bad habit. So, the routine of repetition will become positive, but very a force for us to live out Jesus Christ. So the belief is important. Attitude will decide our lifestyle. We need to crucify the bad habit, not only because we may feel embarrassed or this is unhealthy, but we want to establish a new life of submitting to Lord Jesus Christ. Because we have recognized we are His, right? We belong to Jesus. His life is on us now. So we have to do our responsibility, be just. He died for us. Then we repay a very small portion. We just do whatever we can, right? So, and in addition, Lord Jesus, He will help us to do it. So God's heart is very clear to us. We have to make sure God's great purpose for our life to be fulfilled. So we have higher goal. So unless we deal with the underlying wrong belief or concept that weakened our resistance to this bad habit, we will have very little chance to success in overcoming it. So we have to really make it correct in our concept and our belief. So now, this is actually all our issues is spiritual things, spiritual issue. So we conquer it is a very serious attitude to do it. So that's why we have to crucify. This is a very severe action, right? Crucify. You can see the crucify. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. Verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Okay. Verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. So, this section, this passage, makes us to really understand. We must have no hesitate to overcome it with faith. We can overcome it. Even here, say even the world, God will give us the victory. Okay, so this bad habit may eventually lead us astray from salvation. We need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit and the truth to crucify such bad habit. Then our spiritual new being will be revealed. We are born again. We become a really born again Christian. Okay, so this is some concept we have to have in order to enter this crucifying. What kind of the bad habit and their influence? I just list some. You can develop your own, because I don't know that much about our youth now. We may have all different kind of habit. So, but just put into us the four things, four area. The first fear is about our lifestyle. You know, sometimes people tend to be late for everything, right? So procrastination is you're always late. So just like in the class late, to the sermon late. For doing things, just cannot be on time, punctual, right? It's a habit, because we tend to postpone everything. And then our imagination is, I can make it, but actually it's not. Our action actually 10 more times. Just like 10 minutes of break, you can see, 10 minutes is long. But have you ever timed your action? Actually, timing is very short. If you are concentrated or doing things, timing is just like a moment only. So sometimes our action take longer, but we don't recognize the reality. So we simplify everything, but it's wrong, right? So it make everything be late. So this procrastination may eventually lead us, we may just be late to enter the heavenly kingdom. When the gate, the door shut, and then we recognize, I'm outside. That's too late, because time's up. Okay? So this is we have to consider. We think it far. If I'm late in this world, then can I be on time for entering the heavenly kingdom? When Jesus just reveal and show in front of us, are we ready to receive him? Or we consider, I'm too late. So you think about the parable of the 10 virgins. Okay? Those five full virgins, what was the problem to them? Okay? And then another lifestyle issue is eating, drinking, dancing, smoking. Someone likes to eat, right? This is the habit, eating. Drinking alcohol in the college, I think this is it used to be a big issue. I don't know whether it's now or not. Still an issue. Usually college youth, I do. Because I visited campus once by the elevator, a lot of the bottles. In the campus, a lot of cans, beer cans. Especially during on Friday night. Is this true right now? Continue, right? You see, here, this is a sinful nature. No matter what generation, it's continue. This is a trend. Okay, so drinking. How about smoking? Smoking. Some members, they still have this issue. It's struggling to quit smoking. So they have to just have something to satisfy their need. It's a addiction. So let's turn to this verse, Ephesians chapter 5. What is the problem? Ephesians chapter 5. If this habit, and you have to repeatedly do it, then eventually, just like Apostle Paul said, verse 18, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, and be filled with the Spirit. So, in Chinese, it said, 酒能使人放荡, 就是lose your control. You just consider, this is so good. So you can become so boldness. You have boldness to do things. Without alcohol, you maybe hesitate to do. But with alcohol, drinking, then you do it. So this is a danger. How about Proverbs 23? I think Proverbs 23, verse 29 to 35, talking about drinking. It's an issue. You flip to it by yourself. Proverbs 23, 29 to 35 is about, the wine will make you see strange things. Your eyesight, your vision change. It's very dangerous in long term. Not even have to mention about the harm to our health. Okay, so even eating too much sugar, it become an issue later. Okay, so those who like sweet things, be careful. We really intake too much sugar in our daily life. So many processed food, they have sugar a lot. I make it, I know. So you be careful about the level about sugar. Sugar makes you happy, right? Sweetness, you're happy. But you pay price later. Just like what preacher TJ said. Sometimes even too much carbohydrate, you will turn up to back pain. It become a damage to us. This is a silent killer, yes. Sugar is a big enemy in our human health. But someone, they discover this, they purify the things, the sweetness, out of the plant or the crop. They make it, sugar could be very good, but be careful. Okay? How about our entertainment and the leisure activities, our daily life, right? So, I don't know when you go to, when you have a very stressful day in the school, what is your usually entertainment for yourself? Do you just go to your place and then turn on to your iPad, computer, Facebook. Well, nowadays, probably not many people have a TV, but still some family have TV. People like to just sit on the couch and then watch TV to release their pressure, right? So watch TV or movies for relaxing, because it's too much stress. What is your routine? What are you going to do if you face some too much pressure? This is the challenge. So, say if we just watch TV, Bible doesn't say you cannot watch TV, right? Huh? So that's why people they argue. How come church educate or taught the member don't watch TV? Bible doesn't say so. Yes, you can do all things, but not everything edified, right? So the problem is, when we watch TV, the program may be good, but you know TV, you know the producer. The TV is, if it's 30 minutes program, how many content really is in the program? Maybe just one third, two thirds maybe is what? Other things, right? You know Jesus is good channel, good time to give you something, to feed you. Ah, you do need this. Ah, this is pretty. Ah, it's wonderful. You just change your mind. Just like a car, right? Right? You know, a brother, you like car, sport car, all different kind of fancy car, right? You have your dream, what kind of car I want to drive. And then the car, and then in the TV is a lady sitting there, right? You always have someone to accompany you. Oh, it's so laughing. You drive the car, or you can see that, oh, this is good. This is what I want. So the 广告 is called what? Huh? It's time, right? 广告. You always put something in, not the pure things. So always have something to change your mind. So this is the image will come in. How about some idea? TV, the producer, they have their idea, their thought, their idea, right? So just like a drama, everything, novel, they do have the writer or the author's idea. They try to convey it through this kind of the pictures. And we just gradually accept, and then we are influenced, but even without knowing. So our heart may tend to love this world. So TV, movie, it will eventually grab our heart away. So we may walk in the flesh, Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8. So the long-term effect is we will tend to fulfill our desire. Chapter 8, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Think about this verse. If we spend a lot of time on this entertainment from this society, the effect is we will be very mindful to fulfill our flesh. We will have interest for the things of the flesh of the world. And then it jeopardizes our heart to Jesus, to the spiritual things. Okay? So in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, if we love the world, then the love of God just disappears. This is just either this one or that one. We cannot have both. This is what Jesus said. Okay, how about our ears? What we listen? Listen to the music with negative content. I think it's during the SSC. Brother Liu Yang and Sister Yishen, they share about what they have researched about music, the secular music. How the music, the contemporary music, they try to numb our conscience. And just the lyric or the this actually to them, this is noise, that's not music at all. But it just sneak into our subconscious. Then we just have a We have no interest in other things. So it becomes, because the purpose is to elaborate our desire. Just make everyone crazy. So even listen to the music. Music is a spiritual thing. Don't forget. The spirit, evil spirit, may work just in our heart. Okay, so music. In the Ephesians chapter 4:19, let's turn to this verse. It's a description. Ephesians chapter 4:19. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because the ignorance that is in them, because of their brightness of their heart, 19, who mean past feeding have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Our heart were lost. So the brightness of their heart, you can see, if our conscience being covered, then we just cannot hear the truth. And our eyes cannot see the fact. It's so dangerous, actually. You can see that seriously. How about number C, say, read sensual novels, magazines, publications. You know, sometimes people like reading, right? Like read books, different kind of things. Yes, but be careful. This lust for desire may just conceived and then bring forth sin. Oh, this is James chapter 1, verse 15 say. Because when we are reading something, our mind have to follow. Otherwise, we cannot get it, right? So reading actually is a process. We use our eyes to receive information, process it in our brain. Then we came to comprehend what they are talking about. And then we adopt the thought. So even the book is a very, very influential to our mind. So be careful what we are reading, even just magazine. So this happy, no? Because people, if they have free time, they just read, no? But it just depends on what you are reading. Okay? How about the shopping? Some may like to shopping. Or gambling. Gambling, not necessarily go to casino, right? No, there are so many ways to gamble. You may gamble with your friend. Eh? You beat Zeke win or the Rockies. You have different teams, right? The sport teams, you may just gamble with your friends. How about exercising? It's supposed to be a good thing, exercise. I always like the juggling or exercise. Well, collecting, you have some habit. You want to collect some things. What is the problem? This habit. Huh? Shopping. Shopping will lead our heart turn to more worldly. We will have an interest in the trend, the new things. 最新流行的, this is the so-called the brand, 名牌的. You know what is so popular. How about gambling? Money, right? We want to earn money, earn fame, all these other things. Exercise. Put our focus on our own body. Exercise. Collecting, it will occupy our time. We will feel, I have no time. I have no time to serve because I have to spend time to collect things, to fulfill my hobby. Okay? So this is something related to our leisure activities. It could be very bad. Even though in the beginning it seems good, okay,
How about number three, say, about our social trend? Right now, we spend too much time in internet, media, right? Videos, games. I don't know how many brothers or sisters you still have a problem with the games, video games. But you see how Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 say. Ephesians chapter 5, 15. See then that you walked circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. 17. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. 18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. So, don't waste time. Our life, especially in the youth, is so precious. Don't be a fool, but be a wise. About our behaviors, someone may have a bad language. Complain always. Negative thought. It turns to a habit. So it's just like someone, if someone heard something, they will comment it. So sometimes we respond, we speak too fast, it becomes a bad habit. You know? So try to learn from what James chapter 1 says. We listen quickly, right? But we speak slowly. And to react slowly as well. Okay, so if we have a bad language, then we sin against God through our mouth. The other problem is we may have our self-centered mind. So sometimes people, if they have bad habit, they will always consider themselves first, always fulfill my need, and then so it's a self-centered mind. Then we neglect others. So it is very difficult to love one another, right? Okay. So the fundamental problem behind the bad habits, what is that? At least the 7 point here, but basically, this is three things. First, the world. So James, first John chapter 2, James chapter 4, is talking about the world. We may love the world rather than love the Father. The second problem is our lust. We submit to our lust of making the flesh pleasure, instead of make others happy or make our Lord Jesus happy. We make ourselves happy. So submit to our lust, our desires. And in number 4 here, following the flesh, not following the spirit. This is in Romans chapter 5, we mentioned already. So we tend to always make provision for the flesh. Make provision for the flesh. Whatever our flesh needs, then we fulfill it, that our flesh feel good. This is the problem. So this is from outside, also from our inside, right? And how come we just cannot be mindful to the spiritual things? Because our inner man is so weak. So we have no power to overcome it. So the problem is we have no power. If we don't really rely on to pursue, be filled with Holy Spirit, we have no power to overcome. Even a small habit, we cannot conquer or change it. So the problem is we do need the power, right? Why we have no power? We're supposed to have power because most of us have the Holy Spirit. We speak in tongue. We spend time in prayer. But how come end up we still have so weak? We are so weak. The problem is we just make this speaking tongue as a routine, but we have no total trust in the Holy Spirit. So even though we pray, we believe in God, but and we may also trust ourselves more than the Holy Spirit. So, no trust, of course, no power. Okay? And number seven is double-minded. This is what we want to trust God, but at the same time, we cannot just completely trust. We also rely on ourselves. So it's called double-minded. We want to make Jesus happy, but at the same time, we cannot make our flesh suffer. Right? So if we feel suffering, I cannot always consider what if. So this will just diminish our determination. So that's why in 1 Peter chapter 4, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. Don't be afraid to suffer for Jesus, because Jesus, he suffered for us first. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. You can see this verse. Remember, it's very important. If we really can suffer for Jesus, then we have the first step to overcome the bad habit. Okay? So, crucified. What does it mean to crucify? Understand the true meaning of crucifixion. The next page. Put it to death. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. Put it to death. If we die to the world, then this world, this worldly pleasure have no attraction at all. So, Galatians chapter 5, verse 24, we read in the beginning. They who are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. So, by the cross, the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. This is in Galatians chapter 6, what Apostle Paul, he proclaimed. To me, the world has been crucified. To the world, I has been crucified. It's no connection. So what a determination we learn. So after crucifixion, we were resurrected as Jesus did and be a new being. So we have to die first, then we can be a new being. So don't make a provision of our flesh. You know, sometimes when we are young, we try to discipline. This is called discipline process. We learn it. That's why in the morning, right? This morning, I think, preacher, he forgot to ring a bell at 8:50. So some need to eat breakfast, that you make it, just skip it. You suffer. Right? You suffer. But that's a good thing. It's a training. Why not? If today we can suffer, tomorrow I can suffer too. Right? If I can suffer 1 week, I can suffer 2 weeks more. Okay? So, crucify. So what to do? If we want to crucify the bad habit, what can do, how to do it, or what we have to do. So in Psalm 119 verse 11, I think this is about suffering. If we suffer, then it's good. It's good. But I think we read the 1 John chapter 2 verse 24. 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. First, put the truth, implant the truth in our heart. 24. 1 John 2, 24. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. If we abide in Jesus Christ, we connect to the power of own virtue. We connect to the source. So abide in Jesus, abide in Father. In order to abide in Him, then we have to imprint His word in us. So His truth. And then we have to picture ourselves dead to sin. Picture ourselves. You consider yourself a dead person doesn't sin, right? You just lay down there, no action. So dead people don't sin and are unaffected by sin. So I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. This verse is important. 2 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31. This is what Paul says. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31. I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. I die daily. This is a daily cultivation. Picture yourself dead to the world, to the flesh. Learn it. And eventually we will become so naturally to be mindful to Jesus Christ, not our flesh. Okay, so make no provision for the flesh. This verse in Romans chapter 13, read this verse. It's important. Let's read it together. Romans 13, verse 14. Romans 13, verse 14. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Most of the time, we try to fulfill our lust. That's why this bad habit form and just come into our life. And we have to become accountable for consistency by having spiritual companion to check up on us regularly. So, we do need our friend to help us. Sometimes, ask your friend help you. Be accountable for consistency. This week, I can do it. Next week, next month, next year, I can continue in this good pattern. Okay? Number 5, watch and pray every day for receiving power from God. This is how Jesus, He reminded us in Gethsemane to His disciple. You want to do something, but you have no power. Our heart may want, but our flesh desire may be stronger to overtake it. Last one, change our lifestyle through renewing our mind and thinking about good things. Change our lifestyle. Be transformed, not be conformed to the world. Okay?